News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. And in the house, we have some Frisky folks here. Jamie Maddox, who's the marketing coordinator, and Tara De Aguilera, who's the volunteer coordinator for the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Animal Shelter. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, good morning.
I'm so glad that you could make it in this morning. We realized I had a fifth Friday this month, so they were nice enough to come in and do an extra show for us today, so I appreciate that. I know you're super busy. You got the big weekend coming up, right?
Yeah, Labor Day is coming up, so we're just making sure everybody's situated in the shelter, and then we've got a couple things going on today. We're going to Navarre Library today, and we're going to bring a puppy for the kids to see and read to, so we're excited about that.
Yes. Okay, that's awesome.
That'll be going on from 2 to 3 today.
And so what's the address again?
It's at the Navarre Library.
Navarre Library, okay. And is that on Navarre Parkway, or do we know where
that's
it is?
Good question.
I'm not sure where it is.
Wherever the library is.
Well, just Google Navarre Library.
Yes.
And their GPS will get you right
there.
Yeah,
we'll be there with a super cute puppy if you want to come out.
I love that. Okay, and then this is kind of in a special week. You've had no fees this week, right? I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much for this whole week.
That's amazing.
Right. So we started out with the doing the ASPA, ASPCA's Rescue Effect campaign. And so that we started out this week with free waived adoption fees.
Right.
And then now again, we have waived adoption fees.
So that's all day today. They can still take advantage of that. Okay. How late is the shelter open today?
We're open until 4 p.m. today. And this is for our Clear the Shelter event through. It's a national event. You'll probably see a lot of advertising about it. And come in till 4, and anybody we have, we're going to waive those fees for you.
But that doesn't mean they're waiving the services, though, because you tell them what you do for the dogs available.
Yeah, we'll still do all of the medical services. So they're going to have a microchip. They're going to be spayed or neutered once your adoption is complete. They're going to have current vaccinations, deworming, and heartworm medication. Another thing that we do at the shelter is we have a dog that is heartworm positive, so we will treat that dog. So that is a super expensive medical treatment. We cover that. So if you find a dog and we say, oh, he's heartworm positive, don't worry, we're going to cover that as well.
And that's a lot. I mean, we're talking hundreds of dollars here.
Thousands
even a spay, spay and neuter in and of itself can be $400 or $500.
Right. Yeah, so you're basically, you're getting an animal with hundreds or even thousands of dollars of veterinary care for just, you know, a waived fee. And one of the reasons we do that is because we're trying to make sure that any money that you might have spent, you know, for the adoption fee, you can use that towards getting set up at your home with a bed, a crate, heartworm prevention, flea prevention. So you're kind of going to go into it a little bit ahead of the game. And so we just want those pets to find a good home. And that's our way of trying to help facilitate that.
Nice. That's such a great thing. So that's going on today till 4. Where are you located?
So we are at Santa Rosa County Animal Services is at 4451 Pine Forest Road, and that's Milton, Florida, not the Pine Forest in Pensacola. And we are just right next door to the EOC building, if you're familiar from where that is. It's pretty much a couple blocks off Avalon, so pretty centrally located in Milton.
Okay, you can't really miss it.
Right.
Okay, and then you're closed this weekend and Monday for Labor Day?
Yes, we are. We still have staff taking care of the babies, but we will be closed to the public, but we will reopen on Tuesday, regular hours.
Okay, so the shelter event applies to cats too, doesn't
it? Absolutely, cats and dogs.
So I understand, I heard a little meowing about some kind of an event coming up for cats soon.
Oh, yeah. So next Thursday, we're doing another Community Cat Day.
Oh, okay. What's a Community Cat Day?
Community Cat Days are where we ask the community to trap community cats maybe like 24 hours before the actual day itself. And then what we do is we have them bring the cats in and we spay and neuter the cats.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And all that. And then return the cats to the people that caught them the following day.
Okay. And I think, is that when you tag them as well? When they get the
yeah, so what they do is they will just spay and neuter them, they will ear tip them, and then do the rabies vaccination. And so then they're returned to the area. Whoever the caretaker is would just follow up with normal caretake. But that way they're not going to be continuing to overpopulate. So the idea is they're out there, they already have a food source. If they're healthy, we're just going to make sure they're not having more babies out there. So that's
our
way.
So this is for the feral cats.
Yes, and we do not charge anything for that. So that way we just ask the community to help us, and we try to help them. They can rent out a trap. Their trap rentals are $65 per trap, but you do get that back as soon as the trap comes back. So you're not going to be out that.
Okay, that's good. So it's just sort of a deposit in a way.
Right, exactly. Right. And you can do up to 3 per household, and then you do have to be a resident of Santa Rosa County.
Oh, that's fantastic. So they could do that this weekend.
Ideally, best to trap the cats 24 hours.
Okay,
more,
yes.
No, more so than 24 hours.
I think check on Tuesday. They'll probably start loading traps out on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you would come in Thursday morning. The line does start very early, so we encourage folks, if you're going to come up, don't wait till 8 o'clock. Come early, because we have a lot of folks that come super, super early,
mm-hmm.
and we try to get, you know, as many cats as we can. And do we know how many we're doing that day?
I think we're doing 50.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It adds up for sure.
Okay. So if I wanted to know more about this, can I find out about it on the website?
Or we'll post about it on Facebook tomorrow and again later next week.
Okay. How often do you do these?
Almost monthly now, but several times a month.
It's so hard for me to believe that there are that many cats out there.
Yeah, so many. But we really have seen a difference from when we started doing these community days. Mm. There's still a lot of animals that need homes and need help, but the kittens that we used to get in, mm-hmm. it's tremendously lower. Down. I mean, I feel like it's making
That's
a huge
good.
Dent. So we just need to continue with that, everybody working together to try to, you know, continue to spay and neuter as much as we can, and hopefully eventually we'll see a big difference.
It adds up.
I'm sure it does. And now we fortunately have the A-Hope Clinic that's opened up,
too.
And they're doing a tremendous number of spay and neuter.
Right, that's a big help as well.
Yeah, so all of it together, all these efforts together will make a positive difference.
Absolutely.
So if I'm thinking about adopting a cat or a dog, what are some of the things that I can do to make that selection? Do you have any advice? Maybe if somebody's got a birthday come up, the parents are thinking about getting their child a dog. What are some of the things that they need to look out for?
So I would say one of the things, if you're getting a cat or a dog, you want to do your research first. Make sure that everybody in the home is on board with it, because you don't want to have dad is like, I hate animals and I don't want one. And
right.
mom's like, well, too bad. You know, we want it to be a positive experience for everybody. And if you have kids, ultimately you have to realize you're going to still be the one taking care of the pet, you know, so don't get it expecting, well, it's your dog, kiddo.
The kids are interested for about the first 2 weeks.
Exactly. So basically, you just have to know it's ultimately going to be your responsibility as well. So make sure you're okay with that. And then, you know, talk about it with your family as a whole. Make sure everyone's on board. That's always good. And then another thing is, if you're getting a dog, kind of think about what you're looking for in a dog. Because if you're wanting a dog that's active versus if you want a dog that's kind of a couch potato, you kind of want to know what, you know, maybe look at an adult dog instead of a puppy so you have a little better idea of their personalities. We have a behavior coordinator. She spends a lot of time with our pets at the shelter, and she's really good at matching folks up with dogs. So, you know, that's something to think about. We do have lots of puppies coming through, but you do have to realize the puppies are babies. So
they're high maintenance.
It's up to you to teach them potty training, what not to do, how to leash walk. And they're lots of fun if you're on board with that. But if you don't want to do any of that, you might look at maybe getting an older dog that's a little easier to kind of to figure out.
And the breed makes a lot of difference too.
Absolutely.
I mean, because so many of them do have sort of natural instincts to be more barkers.
Yes.
Because they're more of a protective dog, or they could have been a herding dog in their history.
If you have little kids, and for example, if you get an Australian cattle dog, they're going to probably herd your children, which means they're going to nip at their heels. And if that's not something you're comfortable with, then maybe get a different breed. We do get a lot of mixed breeds in the shelter, so sometimes we don't know exactly what their characteristics will be, but we can tell you what we've observed at the shelter. And also if they go out on foster, we have information as well. So, you know, when the staff tells you it may not be a good match for you, we're not trying to discourage you from adopting, but we just feel we're trying to help you make a good decision.
Oh, yeah, it makes a big difference. We're talking this morning with Tara DeAguilera and Jamie Maddox with the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Animal Shelter. If you've got a question about it or about adopting a cat or a dog or want some more information, just text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with more about our pets in Santa Cruz. Can't talk this morning. We'll be back. Hey, let me try that again. We will be back with more about our pets in Santa Rosa County in just a minute after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. And our Frisky Friday-ers are our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Tara DeAguilera is here along with Jamie Maddox. Been talking about some events that they've got going. Today's the last day that you can take advantage of the Clean the Shelter event. And that's going on until 4 o'clock today, right?
Yes, correct.
So you can come, and if you decided to adopt, there are no fees. Not that your fees are that high anyway.
Right.
But still, it can make a difference.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of help there, but they are already super cheap. But yes,
okay.
Today, no fee.
Okay, well, we got a great question that just came in on the text line. It says, I live in Escambia County, and I wanted to know, are you a no-kill shelter? And, excuse me, and if I live in Escambia County, can I still adopt from the Santa Rosa County shelter?
Yes, that's a great question. So absolutely, you can still adopt from us. We encourage people from anywhere to come see us. If an animal is spayed or neutered, they can be adopted the day of. If they're not spayed or neutered yet, we would set you up with a foster to adopt, which means it's still shelter property, but you bring them back for the surgery. Mm-hmm. And we do work with Escambia County, so absolutely you can come in and adopt. And ideally, you could go home the same day with a new friend. And we are a no-kill facility. What that means is 90% or above save rate. So that 10% allows for circumstances beyond our control. For example, if an animal is severely injured where we are not able to save them, a hit by car, things like that. And occasionally there will be behavior cases, an animal is not safe to be adopted back out into the public. They've bitten someone, things like that. So mm-hmm. that allows for that. But everything else, it used to be not this way. So we're so happy now that things are different. So if an animal comes in with a busted up leg, mm-hmm. and we're gonna find a way to fix that dog and get him home. So it's super exciting. We've actually even had a kitty come in. Needed an eye enucleation. That's fairly common with the little kittens, and we get them fixed up and they're fine, and we find homes for them. So
Well, that's great. So the event coming up, the Community Cat Day, again, we might want to mention that.
So next Thursday we're having a Community Cat Day. We're taking in 50,
is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Okay, yeah. I think I said the
September
wrong
2nd. So gotcha. We're taking in 50 cats, and we're asking people to line up by 8 o'clock to bring in their community cats.
Yes, but we encourage you to be early because there's always a line. So if you can get early, because once we hit the number, we unfortunately cannot do more because our vets, that come in for that day are already really pressed for time. So they're going to do whatever they can. But, sometimes we have more people than we have spots.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a lot, but it's certainly a great service to help bring that kitten population down.
Absolutely.
So that's the good news. Okay, so one of my favorite things that you do that you kind of suspended for the summer, I understand, is the doggy day out. And what's neat about that is you can come in and take a dog for a walk or take them outside of the shelter for a little while. And I love that because that's great help for you all to find out from the person that volunteers their personalities. What are they like outside of the kennel,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, is that coming back now?
Yeah, so we're waiting probably in a couple weeks or so. We'll resume that. Definitely by October 1st, if not sooner. Mm-hmm. We just wait for the temperatures to get a little more comfortable because we were seeing some dogs overheat when they went out. So that's, we just want to make sure everybody stays safe. But we'll be resuming that very soon, so you can just check on our website or just call us and we'll let you know. But it's a great way to just check out a dog for the day. You can go hiking, you can go home and watch TV with them and Netflix and chill. You can go take them for a pup cup and a cheeseburger,
go to the beach.
Mm-hmm. You can pretty much do whatever you like, just have a day out. Maybe you're having a stressful week and you just need a break, go check out a dog and you guys go on an adventure together. And then when you come back, we have a little report card for you to fill out to let us know how the dog did. So it gives us information that can help them get adopted. For example, did they ride well in a car? Did they seem to be reactive to, maybe on your visit when you were out and about, you saw a tall man with a hat and the dog was scared. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, the dog was a little bit fearful. That gives us information that helps us place them. So it's very helpful, and it's great for the dog just to get a break from the shelter.
No doubt about that. So you have that, and then the fosters. If I wanted to foster, I know for myself, I've been thinking about it because I'm not quite ready to take on a dog full time, mm-hmm. but I sure would love to help. So how could I do that? What is the procedure? How do you select foster parents?
It's super easy. So you go to our website, you fill out an application, and then we try to give you a call. But if you don't hear from us, just call us. We have kind of different areas of fostering. So with kittens, we usually do anything under 8 weeks. We try to send it out to a foster until they're old enough to be adopted. Same thing with puppies. We don't want them in the shelter if we don't have to have them there. So we will send puppies out to foster, and then the fosters will bring them to our adoption events. Mm-hmm. And then they can be involved in kind of the adoption process. They get to meet the new family. So that's always good. We also need fosters for medical cases and also just for dogs who need a break from the shelter. And you can sign up for as little as a week, as long as, until they're adopted. Sometimes mm-hmm. we have folks who will foster that dog for weeks and weeks and weeks till it gets adopted.
Aww.
And some people are just like, hey, I have a week. I'm not at work this week, and I have a week I can help. And that is fine, too. That gives us information about a dog, for example, maybe their house training. We never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And that will really help them get adopted quicker. So any little bit of time you can do is going to be appreciated.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds like something I maybe should sign up for.
Yes, I
think
you
should. I have a feeling that. Although I know what's going to happen, though. And I think they call that a foster fail.
Yeah, and we have some of those as well. We actually have a category for that on our software system now because we have often that happens, but that is okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, people, it's, and I know it can be hard to bring them back, but we have a lot of people that do it on a regular basis, and it's very rewarding because, you know, instead of just helping the one pet, you're helping multiple pets. So just think of it that way. If you're not ready to adopt, don't feel guilty. Fostering is a huge help as well.
Okay, just got a question from another listener. This is a good one. If I see an injured animal on the road, I never know what to do. What should I do? That's a great question, because sometimes you'll see something, you're not sure what you should do. You see them limping away, or you see, or sometimes cats you'll see that are not looking like, they look like something's wrong. What's the best approach to that for dogs
so
and cats?
Definitely if an animal is injured, I would say try to get a picture and call animal control immediately, because that's what they're there for. Obviously, injured animals take priority. They're the priority call, so they'll try to get someone out as soon as they can. If it's on the weekend, we don't have a full staff, but we do have an emergency officer. So if you call, they can't get you. First thing, they might be on a priority call, but they will call you back. So, you know, if it's just a dog out, sometimes they're probably just, you know, maybe
the owner just, they just let them out.
And we always encourage people to post them on the lost and found and to help them get home. But if they're injured, absolutely give animal control a call.
Okay, that's great advice. Talking with Tara D'Aguilera and Jamie Maddox with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We'll be back with Pep Talk and Frisky Friday in just a minute. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and we're talking with Tara D'Aguilera and Jamie Maddox with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Animal Services. Just a couple of minutes left. What have we not talked about you want to let people know about?
Oh, we have two events going on next weekend.
Oh, please. Tell us about it.
So next Saturday, we'll be at Petco here in Pensacola over on Airport from two to four.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day on Sunday, we'll be at the Tiny Acres Equestrian Center for another event. What is that?
Yeah, it's Tiny Acres is putting on an event there at the Pensacola Equestrian Center. It's from 11 till 4, and they're going to have all kinds of vendors there, rescue groups, shelter groups.
With animals to adopt.
Food trucks, yeah. Right, so it's a great day. We did it last year, and it was a blast. And so we'll have multiple animals there as well as other groups. And you can come get some lunch, and they have music, and it's just a really good time.
Oh, fun.
So if you don't have anything to do, just come on out and visit us.
I'm assuming you can bring your dog with you.
Yes, it is pet friendly, so you can come get some items. They have great vendors there as well, so it's a fun time. And if you're looking to adopt, it's a great place to see multiple dogs.
Okay, so that's next Saturday from 11 to 4?
Next Sunday.
Yep, Sunday.
Yes, 11 to 4.
Gotcha.
And then Petco is Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll get it straight eventually. But if we've confused you, you can go to your website. Where is that?
Yeah, or they can just go to our Facebook
page,
for that.
Mm-hmm.
But our website for our main information would be santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
And if I find an animal, what do I do?
So the easiest thing to do is take a picture, put it on Lost and Found, and see if you can get the owner to locate the dog that way, because a lot of times they're just out gallivanting around and the owner may not even know they're out yet. So do that first, and then if you cannot find the owner through Lost and Found or checking with the neighbors, then give us a call.
Okay, and what's a phone number that they can call and your website? We're down to our last few minutes.
Our number is 850-983-4680, and our website is santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
Okay. And so then one more time, today is the last day for the Clear the Shelter event.
Right.
And that's the fee free.
So that's waived adoption fees, for cats and dogs.
Okay. And then we have one more event coming up.
Yes, we're going to the library today. Navarre Library.
Yeah. 2 to 3.
Yeah. It wasn't a trick question.
Navarre Library.
Thank you. I couldn't remember either. It's Friday, y'all.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Give us a break. Thanks for all you do for our animals and for our community. We appreciate both of you
and
everybody over there at the shelter. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk. Remember, be kind, be gentle, love now, and have a great weekend.